Foul up. Thank you, and welcome to the podcast. I forgot to switch on the recorder at the beginning of the show, so we lost the last 3 minutes, but I'm basically introducing my guest, Andrew Bartzis, and the previous show we were just talking with Dr. Oz Banagic, who discovered the Bosnian Pyramid, and I also had another guest on my show who's a local fella, and he was over there at the Bosnian Pyramid doing some archaeology digs and things like that, and uncovering what's been going on inside that kind of environment, because the archaeology, as with everything, it's not what we think it is. You know, everybody thinks, oh yes, it's all in the Indiana Jones and guys discovering things and becoming famous archaeologists, and it's absolutely nothing like that. As most of science, you know, modern science really is. It's not very much to do with actually finding new things. It's more really confirming the story that they have and that they're trying to promote. Hence, you know, started off with Galileo. So, Andrew, shall we start with some pyramids?
Pyramids. Pyramid All right. What type of pyramids would you like to start with? Step pyramids, you know, the Giza pyramids, you know, the Indian pyramids, pyramids all over the world. There's pyramids under the water, too.
That's right.
Deep under the ground.
That's right. Well, something that we found out from our guest, Jerry Cannon, was that the Egyptians don't want to know about any archaeology that would discover them not to be within the last 6,000-year period. Because that would discredit the story given out by their group.
Right.
So, you know, when we find out that the Sphinx is, like, much older than 6,000 years, and it turns out to be much older than everything, and then what Jerry's also talking about is that underneath the mound to the side of it is another Sphinx buried just the same, but no doubt it's going to have a different face. More like the original face, which was probably something like a dog. And that would really mess things up, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Or if it had a face like an Anunnaki.
Imagine a great big head.
Yeah, a great big head, yeah. You know, yeah. And the whole Egyptian makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Is signifying that it did look like this, and now it looks like this, the human head over on the lion's head. Mm-hmm. Coming from Leo. A lot more symbolism in that.
Yeah. That's it. That's interesting. So I just in the chat room, hi Tobias, how's it vibrating? That's a new greeting. How are you
vibrating? I am vibrating well.
I'm vibrating at 28 kilohertz. Thank you very much. So we have pyramids, and they're all over the world. It's not just an Egyptian phenomenon. Right. And we find them that even in the United States, there are pyramids in silt-filled valleys, for instance. The world has changed a lot since they were built, and a lot of them have been buried. And also,
one in Indiana.
Yeah.
There's smaller ones in Manitoba. They're all over the Midwest, Southeast, and then there's other mound buildings that were built around these pyramids.
Hmm.
I live about 200 miles away from the Serpent Mound here in Ohio.
All right.
As well as a number of other private mounds that are on private property here.
Yeah, and I got married many years ago on by one of our British pyramids. Not many people know that we have a British pyramid. It's called Silbury Hill. It's kind of halfway between Stonehenge and Glastonbury, and it's one of our ancient stone. Well, it's more than a stone circle. It's the biggest stone circle. It's huge. There's a village in the middle of it, and they built most of the village from some of the stones that they took out of it. I got married there, actually, in a little chapel in the middle of the place. That didn't last long, though. So. What can you say? Meanwhile,
you vibrated. Right, you vibrated at that time together.
That's right. That's right. It was a really odd ceremony. It was very strange, you know, because we found ourselves a defrocked priest who didn't mind going to this pagan chapel, and in the midst of this thing, right? We thought we'd do sort of Quaker-like thing, and in the midst of this this ceremony, a whole group of Filipino people trooped in and sat at the back in two rows. And we thought, oh, that's interesting. All dressed in orange, all like Buddhists. And when there was a particular space, as one voice, they chanted this beautiful Filipino Buddhist prayer and left before the end of the ceremony. We never knew who invited them, why they came, what that was all about, what they said. It was just a phenomenon.
So it was just a flash mob of people suddenly coming out?
That's right, a flash chant.
Maybe it was the psychic happening and they manifested there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite possible.
There was a few psychics around, and actually one of them came up and said to my wife, the child, I don't know why I should be saying this, but he's called Joseph, which was precisely the name for our unborn child that we'd already decided that we were going to give him. And she came up with it. Oh,
that's creepy. Joseph. I would say that there's a lot in that event.
Yeah, Joseph's odd godmother. It turns out. Who, strangely enough, also lives up here in Fintorn. It's a small world. So, yeah, because, you know, this is all in the south of England at the time. Meanwhile, back at the pyramids, so we have the British pyramid called Avebury, and we've got Pyramid of Sun in Bosnia, and then we've got Chinese pyramids in Qinghuan. They probably have them in Siberia and Russia. And in Japan, yes, we know they're in China. And essentially, the pyramid is a kind of ubiquitous figure all over the world, isn't it?
Correct, it is.
All over the game.
It is synonymous with fault lines and places of high energy in the time frame of the age that it came from.
Hmm. Interesting. So, you were talking about the Great Pyramid being a particular kind of anchor point the other night, weren't you?
Right. It was the first. The first pyramid of all of the pyramid buildings. And its purpose was to anchor that part of Earth in a time-space bubble so the world could evolve around it, and that particular structure would be surrounded in a protective bubble of anti-time. We'll simply describe it as that. So all of the other pyramids would be able to phase in and out of reality based off of whatever time frame age was being procreated by the vibrations of the pyramids. A couple of times in the other shows I've described them as a network. Let's everybody to the left on the Wolf Spirit radio screen, you'll see a planet spinning around. And that planet spinning around has an equator. Well, just above and below the equator is the phase of the moon moving in and out called a wave sign. That wave sign is representative of pyramids along the equator. That purpose was to control the axis of Earth on a psychic and a dimensional level. And then add in the meridians and anti-meridians and post-meridians, and you see a grid over the planet. Wherever there's an intersection, there's a coalition of energy and not necessarily a pyramid, because each pyramid activates a different part of the golden grid. Let's say the pyramid in Egypt, as I said, was the anchor. The pyramid in Glastonbury, where JP is talking about, it is the northern hemisphere and is connected to a volcanic region, part of the volcanic region that connects to Iceland, which allows the people in that area to draw out energy of the Earth's inner core and redirect it into building things, because that's what those pyramids were meant for. Now, if you go to, like, South America, you see pyramids in Mexico, where they have a completely different purpose. Those pyramids were creating a very, very high vibration to extract minerals out of the ground using people. Okay, not just the people, the hammers. They were psychically removing this. And these pyramids were manifesting amazing skills inside these physical laborers that were going in there and mining these minerals that they needed to build new pyramids or new systems that would create more higher vibration, because the Mexican area was where they, in the 18 to 22,000 year range, is where they were procreating psychic warriors to send off on another planet. Now we go to the, let's say, the Japanese pyramid. The Japanese are the leftovers of Mu. Their golden grid affects the world differently because they have a culture that has deepened to the timelines of Earth. As you get to understand that each grid has a grid underneath it, a grid above it, a grid above that, and grids below that, it is the mesh that is around Earth. And all of those mesh are connected to the primary pyramid. And the primary pyramid is at Giza. Do you have any questions about that?
Right. Well, Giza is exactly where our friend and colleague Rebecca Jernigan is at the moment. And let's hope all the energy is good there. They said it was very pleasant, and everybody was being very friendly. So at the moment, everything's fine. So, but I haven't heard back. I haven't heard from her for a few days, not since the 21st. But
well, what's going on over there is a massive well of spirit energy is coming in and around the Giza pyramids and all the other pyramids that are in the Egypt area. And the veil of separation between two worlds is nearly non-existent there for those that even are the most basic of adventurous spirits. If you are near these vibrational temples that still are functioning, you will be able to connect to past, present, and future lives. Your spirit guides will be waiting there. Everybody that is there now was destined to be there from thousands of years ago, soul contracted, because they are the front line of a new psychic force that's rising in the world, and it's like bringing the old-fashioned fire ceremony. You go and get your fire lit, and when you leave, you spread your light to other people, and the light spreads all around the world. Well, this is not just happening in Giza. Giza's purpose was to co-locate on many parts of Earth through the pyramid system so that it could spread out the psychic energy, the original anchor point, into Earth hive mind, so Earth people could stand up, the original genetic species of Earth that lives in all of us. So those people that are to that vibration will step up first. Then as each generation of man has changed and the genetic codes have changed, they will stand up in the order of their connection to Earth Mother.
So presumably some of this light is going to go out when Rebecca speaks on her next report. This light.
Yep, it's already been going out.
Yeah. And I would say...
She's already...
Yeah. I would say that...
She's transmitting even now.
Yeah. If anybody wants to tune into it, you just have to listen to one of Rebecca's shows, and that will help you tune into Rebecca's present.
Exactly.
So, or buy her book. Buy Rebecca's book. We're going to have a little summit in a few days' time, and I'll play a jingle later that's got that details of that. It's going to be quite interesting. So, as I said, you can call into the Wolf Spirit Radio hotline, which is 775-657-5973, or connect over Skype to wolfspirit.switchboard. I think it should come through to me. Sorry, I just got funny messages. If you want to call in, then do call in at that, or you can ask questions in the chat room, or indeed Andrew and I will go on talking about pyramids. So let's go on talking about pyramids, Andrew.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
I'm a builder. I'm a home builder of pyramids, right? I get copper, mm-hmm. copper tubes and things like that, and have, you know, over the years built various things that sit inside it and spin around and hang in the middle, and you can put them on your bed and stuff like that. So it's quite a it's quite a flexible thing, a pyramid. Would you talk mm-hmm. about the advantages for people if they had a pyramid in their local vicinity, you know, in their house or in their garden or somewhere like that?
Okay. First thing first, the pyramid is a geometric shape that helps redirect energy according to tetrahedron math. On a more spiritual level, what it does is it makes the energy move at the vibration of Earth, which is allows you to chorus and sing with it. So once you do that, you are attuned to the genetic, the geomathematical vibration wave sign that is Earth. That's essentially the basic nuts and bolts of it. If you're a builder like JP and you wanted to make something out of copper tubing, which isn't hard, I believe JP has some pictures of them up on his website. If you were want to experiment, you could build them, let's say, 8 inches wide, 10 inches tall, something like that. Put one in front of you and one behind you. And you're going to put a hand on each one, on the left side and the right side. And you're going to try to do a yoga twist from left to right, right to left. And then you're going to put the little pyramids further out and further out and further out. And what you're going to do is cause the sacred spiral with the pyramidal geometry that's going to connect to your root, and you're going to open your root chakra up more. That is one of the basic things that anybody can do with a pyramid. I believe, Jay, you said you put one over your table one time. You built a big one.
Yeah, well, I did and have and will build 7'6" ones. That one you can put a king size bed underneath and have a very nice night's sleep. Lots of nice night sleeps. I've got a 6-foot one that is suitable for like one person meditating. You can just sit on a cushion there. Mm-hmm. Then there's a 9-inch one which goes on the head. Although I need a manufacturing process to create those. The copper ones are easy enough to make in my lab. In my lab. Sorry, in my shed. Workshop. But I'm sorry.
The ones that people can sit under, how tall are they? A single person.
It goes for about 4 feet tall. If the bars on the side, if they're like 6 feet, then it's about 4 feet tall. If they're about 7'6", it's about 5 feet tall. So you can't stand under one of these unless you jack. You can jack them up. You know, you put them on things on. You know, blocks. You can use stone blocks, wood blocks, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever hung crystals or anything off of them?
Oh my god, yeah. One of my favorite things is a thing called a 3D star. It's not quite a Merkaba. I've got a picture of it in my pyramid pictures on my Facebook page, but basically it's. It's another thing that needs a manufacturing process. It's welded together, brazing rods made into the form of one large tetrahedron with another three tetrahedrons combined inside it, pointing the other way. So it's kind of multiplied version of a Merkaba. And I have that, and you can stick crystals in it. I've got three forms in it. I have a sphere made of adventurine, a tetrahedron made of obsidian, and a cube that is made of metallic magnetic spheres. It's, you know, only 6x6x6 cubes. Like, you can't get them anymore because, you know, kids swallow them and then die. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was most appropriate that it had this kind of geometric patterning in it face-centered cubic crystal. Anyway, meanwhile, so I have one of those things and I hang that in the middle of this, of the pyramid, and you can lie down underneath that. Just looking at this thing spinning above you is enough to put you into a state of deep meditation, and you can listen to some good healing music or Tibetan bowls or incantation, and even use yourself as a cosmic phone box. the telephone exchange. This is like what you were talking about before, wasn't it?
Yep. One of the reasons pyramids as a shape are so good to sit underneath or have around you is because there is an energy body that is around you. If you close your eyes, you don't see the body. You also don't see the unseen field. People that tune themselves in, like me, JP, Muggsy, and all the other psychics out there that are able to see auras, understand that your aura goes many feet away from your body. And at sometimes, depending on your mood, it can go on for dozens of feet. So when you're under something that is a copper tubing, organite, or a type of geometric shape that's interacting with your outer aura, it brings balance to that outer aura and allows you to have that relaxing moment on the outer energy field. It's like all of a sudden the fast water is slow water, and it allows you to slow down inside also.
Yeah, it's a really odd feeling. You know, if you sat inside a pyramid, just a regular copper pyramid, or even you can probably even do this in a wooden one, there's an odd feeling of insideness, outsideness to it, in that you are surrounded by something, and it feels like you're like got, you know, in like perspex walls, whereas there aren't any walls, but it feels like you're inside something like that. And the only time that I felt anything like that was when I was in Stonehenge. Stonehenge has this same inside-outsideness about it all. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes
there
sense.
There's a phasing energy there that's in and out with this reality. The pyramid, on a different level, does that too. It's a matter of how perceptible it is to your awake mind, your aware mind, or the person that's sitting there and trying to meditate has much more awareness than the person walking around.
Hmm.
Got a question for you. How wide is the tube? Is it like half inch, three quarters, or whatever?
It's 15 mil. It's standard copper pipe. You know, you can get it in the local DIY store. You can
the standard house pipe.
Yeah, so, standard housing pipe. Yeah. I would like to build.
If you wanted, you could fill the center of those with organite if you wanted to.
Yeah, you could, and that would certainly strengthen it. It'd make it quite heavy, but it would certainly strengthen it because the copper itself is quite soft.
Yeah. I think you could get away with not crushing the crystals up and putting in more. Metal fragments. Let's say if you had those double terminated necklace ones, you put one, two, let's say on a 5 foot section, let's say you put six in a 5 foot section, so like every 10 inches.
Yeah.
I think you could just fill it up and then drop one in, fill it up, drop one in. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect because the whole point is it's a sealed, it's a complete system.
Yeah.
So each rod would be a tube of organite.
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. That would be a very interesting project. I'm at the moment because of course I'd need a workshop that I could stand up and have this thing vertical, so it needs to be quite tall, but that's a very interesting idea, and if anybody's interested in commissioning one, it will cost you a fortune. But yeah,
but JP can make it.
I can make it. It'll take me time and
deliver it to you, and it will go through customs because it's only copper piping and crystals.
Yep. Do you export some of your stuff? Yes, I will export it. It would again cost you a fortune, but there you go. The other thing is, I'm very happy to show people how to do this and share my abilities to a greater extent as I can possibly do, because I certainly don't want to be the only person in Britain making organite, because that would be very boring, because I got a band to play in and a radio show to do and stuff to do, so it'd be super to show people. But yes, also if you go to everbeyond.info, you can see an example of one of my pyramids, and you can see an example of some organite, and you can see an example of the crystals. We were talking about these little crystal devices, and basically they're activated crystals. Now, really, I wouldn't need the magnets in the organite because the organite does the squeezing. The magnets are just to squeeze the crystal. So I just need to put the coils around. I use a special little Fibonacci coil procedure. And that would go in the... coil-wrapped crystals. But it's interesting. Yes, I'll have to do some experimentation to see if that sets. And yeah. Probably...
I think you could just probably make a small one.
Yeah, yeah. I would say make a wand using a resin-filled copper pipe. That sounds like a good idea, too. You've got some good ideas, Andrew. So...
Well, at this point, I'm deeply connected to Source, so if you wanted to go into building stuff and exploring, you have a direct connection here tonight.
Oh, right. Excellent. Can we take a little break? Just a minute or so?
Sure.
And because I want to promote... Rebecca's summit at the end of the month, so I'll just pop that on,
yeah.
And we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. Join me and an impressive speaker list for the online summit live event December 29th from noon to 3:30 p.m. Central Time. Celestial Blue Star, David of Arcturus, Norma Hollis, Guy Red Owl, and Wendy Kennedy. We will talk about the magic of life and its limitless possibilities, the new levels of the wavering effects that affects many people. We encourage you during the question and answer session to be actively involved by presenting the questions that you may not have been able to find answers to. So much information to be shared in this awesome event. So log on to journeyswithrebecca.com and click on the classes and events tab for full details and how to register for this unique event. That's journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back to Ever Beyond. Tonight we are talking with Andrew Bartzis and what it seems like the entire Cosmic Collective. We have some wonderful ideas coming out. So carry on. So we've got copper tube pyramids. We've filled them with resin and crystals and other metal particles to make organite inside the tubing. And then I thought, well, you could add that to something that you could hold in your hand, even. Maybe have an organite crystal inside a pipe, held at the end.
I actually have something that's gonna blow your mind.
Okay.
Imagine that description of what JP just said, and the copper tubing is filled with the organite, and it's above you, so it's roughly 5.5 feet tall. You're sitting down, and coming out of the top is another little copper tube that will connect just above your head, maybe 8 inches above your head, and you're going to build some more organite copper tubing like in a pattern of a star.
All right. Like a tetrahedron.
You can adjust it so it can go up and down. You can make it whatever shape you want. The goal is it's going to be above your crown chakra, adjustable 6 inches to however high you want it to go. So just be on a wire or string so it can only go up and down. Mm-hmm. So if you want your crown chakra to be really tall, so you can go all the way up into your higher soul, you can now use that pyramid as like a tuning fork or as a piano thing by adjusting where that copper geometric shape is.
All right.
Above your crown chakra.
All right, so you need a little wire and a pulley or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And one of those, let's say those three-pronged stars, or one of those smaller Merkabas. You can make those out of small copper tubing, too, or even copper wire.
Yeah. I usually make them out of copper wire.
Something else. You could take, if you had a mold, so you can make a sphere. Let's say that sphere's 8 inches wide, 8 inches deep, so it'll be a sphere of organite. And in the center of the sphere is those crystals that you made that were wrapped in copper that were cross-shaped.
Yep.
Put those in the center there. Okay. So you have the organite, the crystal, the copper inside there, and it could hang on a sphere. So instead of a shape, you have an organite sphere over the top of your head. What that will do is link to your root chakra, which will make the double apple coming out of your crown chakra and allowing you to adjust your heart chakra up or down if you wish to bring more of the pure love of the heart up or down in your octaves.
Wow. 8 inches. That's going to be quite heavy.
You could make it smaller.
Yeah.
You could make it smaller.
And
the thing is, you want it to be able to peak on all that energy. Because once you connect to the root chakra, there's this rapid change of energy. So whatever it is, you know, if you can find a way to make it lighter, that would be good. Or just make it a crystal itself and secure it firmly.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably be easy to make to take two hemispheric mold pieces, and then put the crystals, arrange the crystals in whatever you want. You could have six or four different ways.
Whatever.
Yeah, but you know, something that you could probably hold in your hand quite comfortably as well, an orb, a crystal orb. That would be really cool. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, many, many, many good ideas. I'm going to have to, we'll review this show in the time when I... go on.
Here's another thing. All right, you have a pyramid. Well, roughly where your neck line is, you're going to make like an additional frame around the pyramid so that it's lined up. So it can adjust up from your throat chakra to your nipple line. And this, what this bar is going to do is going to allow you to bring heart energy down to your sacral or up into your throat. And the basically you'll have four additional organite tubes that are right at that level that can adjust up or down.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have crystals that attach to them so their points are pointing into your center. What that'll do is adjust your compass. The inner compass that is you. So when you meditate, there is three-dimensional, 360-degree interaction with the shape of the pyramid, so your inner energies is getting the same direction as the outer energies. It's like all the traffic lights are in your energy body are working perfectly.
Right, so you're talking about a pyramid that is an octave higher. You could take it
Correct.
Like halfway through and make a half-size one, and that would resonate twice the frequency. Yes, very
Correct.
Interesting, very interesting. Oh, I'm going to have to get some copper then. Yeah, go on. Now, next.
If you wanted, at this point, you could hang bells off of those.
Mm-hmm.
Vibration is very, very important. So a pyramid has how many sides?
Six. Well, it's got four slope sides and one
four base. Vertical planes. So you're going to have four bells that have four different notes.
Oh. The notes of
and
DNA.
And you're
going
to want to get eventually go all the way up the whole chain of notes so that the person in a meditative state can instinctively reach out to where that letter A is, ding, and he can vibrate in a center chakra above or below and create vibratory healing within inside themselves. Because each organ has a tone to it also.
Yeah. Yes, please refer to Shari Edwards' show the other day, and those frequencies are in there. Those notes are in there. She's also talking about the notes of DNA, the four notes of DNA. So it's just like a song.
If you wanted to modify your own DNA, then you're going to go to the plane, let's say if you were sitting down inside it, the plane of the pyramid that your butt is on,
mm-hmm.
you're going to want to create a X pattern where the four corners meet in the center, roughly where your ass is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to make it out of copper tubing,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to make a circle there so you can get your butt in and out of it. You know, you're going to want to adjust it in size, and you can make that out of organite and put a pillow on top of it. Therefore, you have a shape locking your root chakra into the ground like a actual boat anchor connected to this pyramid that has a sphere that can adjust above your head and below your head.
Wow, going to need to order lots of resin. And making molds, that's going to be fun, making the big circles. I suppose a big non-stick tray, yeah. All right, yes, of course. Meanwhile, Back at the so we got the home pyramid, we got sitting on the bed or it's in the meditation room, and it's got the you've got a sphere or what was the first one?
Geometric shape, whatever. Geometric or just a straight line.
Yeah,
you can, you know, the straight lines, the kiddie wheels when you're still trying to figure out how it all works.
Mm-hmm. So And, of course, you know, people can build up their systems. You can get a capstone for the pyramid, that's made from copper, you know, one mil thick copper, folded into a pyramid. So you can actually, it's a solid thing. That's quite pleasant. And, that can sit on top, and it will amplify the pyramid. Now, let's talk about the pyramid itself and the, its natural form is an octahedron, right, isn't it?
Correct.
And, it's as if it had a guitar string strung from apex to apex. And, that's the vortex. And there are points on that, which are very much like the harmonic points on a guitar. Let me demonstrate. I always love demonstrating. Reach over, get the guitar. Yeah. So, we've got this note, which might be the fundamental note. But if I place my finger right in the middle of the string, we get the same note, but an octave higher. And if I place my finger a third away along the string, we get this. Which is the same note as if you placed it there. So we got... when it's at this position, the what's known as the first harmonic or the fifth, that's the position. If you were to look at a drawing of the Great Pyramid, that's where the King's Chamber is, and it's a third point. A lot, you know, it's a third of the way up, and it's there because it's harmonic, in the same way that guitar would sing at that note. Actually, if I were to just to demonstrate, if I were to pluck the string at any other point, you know, I could, you know, okay, and I just randomly put my finger there, it wouldn't sing until I get to that point or this point. So this is the Queen's Chamber, which is exactly in the bass, exactly where the bass is, and that's the King's Chamber, which is exactly where the third of the distance up is. So it's geometric, it's mathematical, it's musical.
Absolutely mathematical and musical. And if you really think about it, if you had a pyramid that with the organite cores in it, you could make that pyramid that you're sitting inside into a musical instrument. I mean, you're a musician, you know, you could easily make that a one-man band inside there.
It would be interesting to put some pickups on it and see how they sing. See if the crystals would sing for us. There's things to play with. Yes, many ideas, so little time. But I got the feeling that time is going to kind of stretch itself back out again. It's like we've been through an equinox, and that the time is
and things are really going to change. Believe it or not, probably in the next 3 or 4 days, but not in a change on a political or a cultural level, on a dream time level. I've described this in shows and other times on other shows. About the Dreamtime unifying. Well, we're on our second day of unified Dreamtime. The people that are at the forefront of consciousness will understand what I mean. The people that are coming into their new awareness will begin to learn each and every night they go to sleep that their dreams are going to start knocking on their door.
Are they going to school like we do?
Yeah, in a sense. It's retraining the brains of humanity to a single point of reference for a dream time, and the machines are cranking out their energy, but the vibration has already changed so much that they're not doing anything other than holding back the negative creatures and making a separation between the negative, the light, and the dark creatures, which they don't want because they want us intermingled to dominate us.
So can you talk about, because I've heard this before, about this shared dream. How would people know whether they're in a shared dream or whether they're in a just some random dream?
I'll give some relations to it. There are numerous people that have had sexual relations with their partner and afterwards reported that they shared a dream time or shared a telepathic event after the sex. Now, you'll be having shared dreams with people but not because of a sexual act in any way, shape, or form, just because they are part of your soul group. You will discover that these people will suddenly be next to you in traffic because they're in your dream. Or if you're at the grocery store, they're having a hard time, you know, with the cashier. The cashier is being a pain in the butt. Or their kids are screaming, and all of a sudden it's going to start triggering deja vu and stuff from your dreams.
Hmm. Go on.
It will get more and more and more and more and more and more until finally people have had so much dream energy that they're going to start predicting these false flags. They're going to start understanding when the bad guys are doing bad things.
That's brilliant. So that's how the revealing happens.
That's how our vibration is raised, and that's ultimately what is happening. The dark knows this is happening, and they're doing whatever they can do to stop it, but there's an inevitability when you have 7 billion people sharing a dream state that's not dominated by their machines anymore. They have to resort back to their dark arts, and guess what? There's only a finite source of people that they can use as batteries before the people figure it out right away.
So this is an interesting moment to look forward to. I was kind of wondering whether this would happen before, earlier this year, sometime around September. I was hoping this kind of conscious awakening was going to happen then. But you're feeling it's coming in the next few days, Andrew.
Well, it already is happening.
It's already happening.
People are starting to, their homie beacon starting to turn on. And the machines that are cranking out are trying to turn off homing beacons, but it's like whack-a-mole. They get one down, another 10 pop up. They get 10 down, another 1,000 pop up. The more you try to oppress it, the faster it'll rise. That's the bump.
That's interesting, yeah. And again, this goes back to the Yellow Book thing where they were trying to make the second timeline happen more and more, and it made it happen less and less because of the exercise of their free will was making it worse or making it better. Yes. So some people are saying such high vibrations can't think or sleep. So, yeah, we'll be in the dream.
Right. So you're going to come to a point where you're going to have to choose unified dream state. That's the ultimate part of the equation, the answer to the equation. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't do anything. Well, guess what? Then you unify. You wake up. Hmm. That's the pressure. Wow. That's time wave zero. All of a sudden going bling, bling. Here you go, everyone. Alarm clocks. Homing beacons. Everybody, go to your gravitational level. Go to your vibrational level. And let's use the simple laws of the universe to go to our natural vibration. And our culture was the only thing that will prevent us from doing that. Our planetary culture that's so fractured.
That's right. Like the belief in the dollar and the belief in religions and outside this and, yeah, all of those things. These ideas, I mean, again, you were saying the other day about how people are going to be able to use our archives as a learning method.
Yes.
This is something that you've seen sort of expanding into the future, yeah?
Well, they'll be able to go to our archives, and when they listen to shows, they'll be getting the vibration of the people and places and identified in those times with the message that's attached to them. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like a vibratory download. It's not the actual words that said, it's the actual vibratory download that allows them to learn at an even faster pace.
That's brilliant, because we are heading into the future and pulling it towards us.
We are anchoring the past, present, and future. We are all anchors.
Excellent.
That is our psychic expression.
Excellent. I've got a great song to play at the top of the hour, which is a track that I made years and years ago with my band, and it's called "The Past Has Gone." It was a jam session, really, but I did this thing. It's interesting. We'll see. We'll play it. We'll play it later for you. So, looking at the Earth grid, now, when I was talking with Alex Collier earlier this year, He was talking about when we go down into the south of the galaxy. You know, we've just crossed over and gone down south into the galaxy. This is when the ley lines are going to start waking up again, because the polarity is congenial to the pyramid system. Does this congeal?
I will give a metaphor.
Yeah.
Think of trying to start a car that has a dead battery. And then, or a battery that's almost dead. You get that noise. There's just not enough spark. As mankind's dream time becomes unified, the ley lines will represent that car that's just about to start. Just about. It's got all this fuel, but too much spark. One thing or another, it's just not firing right. And then it will fire right, and all of those ley lines will turn on, based off of the unified dream time.
So the dream time fires the pyramids. Fantastic. Great plan.
And they planned the way it was built through all of these time wars.
Mm-hmm.
Through 2 million different timelines that were dominated by all these different people. Suddenly that the ninth dimension beings came and unraveled it all at the last second and said, "All right, guys, we're all going to separate." Big tangled hairball of timelines.
Do you want to expand on that a bit? the time wars, is that right?
Time wars. Earth was the great prize, the greatest prize. It's been captured and recaptured millions of times. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that a certain number of species have left a deep imprint. And they knew that there would be other people that would use time-based warfare to steal their prize. So it was a constant interaction and action on the great time chessboard. Hmm. And the ninth dimension in beads, the ninth dimensional beings that came in, and I've undone all of this hairball. I describe it as a hairball because when you're looking at it, it is simply a just massive intertangle of cat hair has been regurgitated, because that's how much negativity has been put into this timeline wars.
And this is people using time travel as a weapon, weaponized time travel.
Right. Going in and taking out the leadership when 1,000 years of peace, all of a sudden there's a bacterial infection that kills out everybody that's the head cast of the cabal here on Earth, and then they install a new head cast cabal that looks exactly like everyone else. And then there's another people that come in and murder those people over and over and over and over again.
Oh, my God. And right. these are things that are going on all at the same time.
Exactly. They all exist simultaneously. That's the only way that these time wars can exist.
Mm. And right. Mm. So here we are at this point of crossing. And what's going to happen to the timelines? Is this the whole thing about these two? They become two, and then they become one. Is that what's going to pay?
Ultimately, we're going to give up time. Uh-huh. It's like the alcoholic getting off of time, and time is the alcohol.
Oh, man, I'm addicted to time. Give me that watch.
The concept of time is a social agreement by human beings.
Mm. I have a question. This is from Dale. Ask Andrew if he is a time traveler.
No.
No.
But there are parts of me that exist in the future and in the past. We are technically all past, present, and future people. And as an active person that can project energy back and forth, you can understand that time is nothing but a social agreement, and you can move interdependent of it at any point in time.
So rather than travel in time, you allow the things in different times to come to you.
Right.
Yeah. It's always the inside out, isn't it? It's always the inside out version of what we're told is the truth of things. So everything.
It's like looking into a crystal ball. It's inside out and upside down.
Mm-hmm. So meanwhile, Inside Out and Upside Down in... Oh, hang on. More messages. I'm getting this pinging sound. Yes, to what he just said. All right, that was about 2 minutes ago, whatever you said 2 minutes ago. Eunice said yes. Everybody's PMing me on this thing. It's going ping, ping. You can't hear it, but it's coming out over the radio. Anyway, stop pinging me, folks. Otherwise, you hear this ping on the thing. The ping on the thing? Meanwhile, we're in this place, and everybody's starting to experience the shared dream. And this, I heard Cliff High saying something about this, about the shared dream, at some point. I'm still fascinated because I don't normally remember my dreams, but how would we know if this is going on? Would we see people changing their attitudes? Would people become more relaxed?
First thing first is, how common is it that people share dreams? If people have a really weird dream, do they frequently tell other people about it? It's coming down to the sharing part. When people start sharing their interaction in dreams, or start sharing an expression when they have deja vu and something happens in front of them, they go, what the hell is going on? Over and over again, and then people see the other person doing it at the same time. That is when people will begin to share, and that is when the ball will start rolling. That's how I can answer that.
Mm-hmm. Something that's been happening to me recently is I'll be listening to a radio show, and as we do, I'll be scrolling through Facebook, and I'm saying about maybe every 2 hours I get this where the word that somebody says, and it's not necessarily a common word, it's just a word that somebody will say on the radio, will be exactly the same word that are passing before my eyes at the same time. Actually, a couple of times that word has been the word pyramid. So here we are talking about pyramids, and this is all pyramids all day here on Wall Spirit Radio. Does this have to do with crystal cities in the sky? Ooh, they sound pretty. Any news on crystal cities?
The crystal cities that I work with are war cities, and there are some healing cities, but that's when the pyramid grid's fully active. There are specific cities that were built as massive psychic weapons, so there'd be 200,000-300,000 people linked into a crystal grid, and they would be able to psychically attack another planet. There are no really crystal cities in the skies. Really what those are vibratory stargates that you go in and out, and that's how you're currently perceiving them, because there's a gate that takes you to the other side that has the vibration of what you're going to, and Earth is your anchor, and that's how you get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another question that is coming in. How would you advise people to project, stroke, dream, stroke, plan into reality the 3 months ahead time frame that you spoke about on last night's show as we progress? So,
can you repeat it? You broke up there in the beginning.
Oh, I'm very sorry. How would you advise people to project, stroke, dream, stroke, plan into reality the next 3 months in your time frame that you spoke about last night?
All right, I think I got it. You broke up again.
Really?
How to project in the 3 months time frame?
Yeah.
It's like your Skype connection's getting muted out.
All right. We'll reconnect in a few minutes.
First thing first, you have to set your intention before you go to bed. And when you lie on your bed, if you lay flat on your back to meditate, I recommend face up, and you put a crystal underneath your neck where your medulla oblongata and your cerebrum are. And it connects into your mind. It also connects into your nervous system. And what you're going to do is you're going to take that crystal and you're going to tell it, I want to project my energy to the future to unify dream time. I want to become an anchor of this world so everybody can experience dream time. You say that to your crystal in your mantra. You put it under your neck and you let yourself relax. Do a dream time meditation. If you fall asleep, even better. You have given that crystal your intention. And now you are breaking the rules of time because you are suddenly realizing you're plugged into something that's fictional.
Woot, woot, woot. That's most excellent. Mm-hmm. So, crystal to the oblong, medulla oblongata.
Medulla. That's the little dip inside the back of your neck where your skull connects.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and Google it. Wiki it, and you'll see right where I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. And you place
down on it.
Little crystal? How big?
You know. I use big ones sometimes. On my patients, I have some that are quite big. I'll have them alive face down on my Reiki table, and there's these crystals that are pound and a half, 2 pounds. They're geodes that are
all right.
Skin like that, and it's great. Wonderful.
Excellent.
It's all about comfortability. Start with small ones, work with bigger ones.
Excellent.
If you really want to be projective, you put one on your neck and one under each hand, and you'll start what's called your first long Y, where your spiritual side, which is your third eye, will connect into your hands. That's the common image of your hands with the eyeballs in them. You'll begin to make new pathways into your dream times that allow you to interact with a hands-on level, so it's more like reading a book instead of everything coming at you at once.
Wow. Wow. Great. So now listen, we're at the top of the hour, so I want to play a little tune here. I hope it will come across all right on there. This is recorded many years ago. Oh, when was it? 2004. My Friday night jam session, and it was called The Past Has Gone, and it's also a variation of The Coming Destiny, which is another of my tracks. But anyway, hope you have fun with it. This is the Studio 9 Jammers with The Past Has Gone.
The past has gone. It makes me what I am. The future comes. I also am the coming destiny. Future comes. I also am that coming destiny, and therefore am that. The present flows from out the past. The future colors that which is. I make the future also by my present knowledge of the past and the beauty. And the beauty. And the beauty. Of the present, the present, the present, the present, the present, the present, the present. Are you present? Is anyone here?
Welcome back. This is Ever Beyond, and that was the Studio 9 Jammers. And today I'm joined by Andrew Bartzis. Well, we were talking about some pretty cosmic stuff. Andrew, let me just get you back in there. Fade you back up. Hey, how are you doing? How's the connection?
Good, how are you doing?
Is my connection any better with you?
Breaking up there.
Still broken up. Dang!
It's better now, yeah. It's just like the beginning of your voice, so your first part of your sentence.
Yes, it's, let me just close a few windows here, and close a few Facebooks and see if they can, get that and this, time slip, sun pictures. How's that? Is that any better?
No. Yeah, much better.
All right, okay.
I got a massage computer.
Yeah, you're breaking up now.
Yeah, that's funny. Do you have any crystals on top of your computer?
Do I have any? Hang on, where's my computer? I got some crystals up beneath the screen. I can drop one on there onto the
actual tower.
Yeah, I just put one there. Yep. So.
You've got a flat spot on the tower. Fill the whole top of it up with crystals. Fill the whole top of it up with crystals if you got them. All right, I'm serious.
Yeah, I was just getting. Sorry, I got a few 4-inch ones, and there's a big one there, and that one there, and this one here, and I think I've yeah, no, there's one more. There's another 3-inch one there. So yeah, there's quite a little array of crystals there now. So hopefully that should. Improve our connection. How are you doing?
It will. I've got a bunch on my laptop over here too.
Right. So now, where were we? We were talking crystals, pyramids. What we could do with pyramids and what we could do with crystals. How to make your own organite. I'm very keen on building organite. It's and also, yeah, I mean, what other, yeah, have you got any more downloads there, Andrew? Because you just seem to be, they're pouring out of you tonight, so I just let you go, let you speak on it.
All right, let's look at aspect of healing. We talked before about making the little copper tube with organite inside it. I'm gonna take you up a notch. I'm gonna give you something that it's really gonna shock a lot of people, and it's how simple that it is. What you're gonna make is a copper tubing that's gonna look like a, how do I put it, like fish bones. And what it's gonna do is there'll be a copper tube in the center with organite, and then there'll be off of it like fish bones that go over the back of a person, and able to end the copper tubing to the person's body. So you're going to want to have a center, 2 ribs, 4 ribs, 6 ribs, 8. So there's going to be 4 on one side, 4 on another. You're going to make like an angle bracket. So all of the crystals inside there, right inside that crystal tube, makes essentially a grid of stuff that fits on top of a person's back or front.
All right. That sounds like alien technology.
Go on a person's back and then be connected. It is. Then that can also connect to your pyramid frame.
Right. Yeah. So now, have you ever, Andrew? Have you ever worked with alternating electric, alternating DC? Have 15 minutes once it's positive, 15 minutes negative. You ever seen that sort of stuff?
Yes, I have.
So,
what do you want to know about it?
Well, there are things called the sucker punch, which have a little circuit inside them or attached to them that feeds them with an alternating current, and it's a kind of what is it? What's the word? It's a kind of coil that. That a scalar coil that you put this frequency into, and it's wrapped around a crystal, and it causes the crystal to amplify that further. So could you, for instance, add a kind of oscillator to the pyramid, or is it already oscillating? Would one be interfering with the with its own energy if you added some extra?
If you wanted to add electromagnetic current to that type of setup, you would be creating a field that would be warping reality around that person, which would give that person an enhanced ability to reach out with the psychic mind. Yes, shielding so that the person is how do I put it? If you were using the pyramid attached and you decided to put a current to it, enough current that wasn't negatively affecting the body, but adding current to the copper tube and creating a vibratory system that has electromagnetic influence in, you could send what would be the chair in Montauk.
Right, Andrew.
But you would need ways to control it. You'd need all the systems that would attach to it.
Yeah, Andrew, you're breaking up badly. Let me just drop you and connect you. Hang on, let's try this again. It's probably somewhere in the middle of us that's happening too.
Hello.
Okay, yeah, still a bit gurgly. Anyway, so somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic there's a thing, or it might be just New York. So we've got an electromagnetic oscillator, or just an electric oscillator, and you just bang it on the thing of the pyramid, and so that would create a reality distorting field. It would be a gravity wave around it, wouldn't it?
It depends on how psychic the person is inside, because that person can transform those energy waves to his desire as they come in and out, because it is his consciousness that's really powering the geomagnetic frame that's around him. And you're adding power, and that power is either going to have positive or negative intention behind it. Let's say if it's a person that's a cabal member holding over the power controls, he's sending negative. If it's just neutral earth energy, the person has complete control over it. If it's in a healing situation, let's say there's a light being on the other side feeding energy into the oscillating circuit that's part of that, you would have a different effect. Essentially, it's the mountaintop chair. You have the piece attached to it, except you don't have any of the control pieces to it. So you've got to be a solid mental person and knows how to explore dream time and lucid state, or you're going to get pretty screwed.
Right. So it's like a kind of a Ferrari of meditation devices.
Yeah. Well, if there gets more, can go further down. Instead of having just a back piece, you have a back and a front piece. They just would be attached by a string, by a pulley, you know, to the crystal ball, because that's really simple. You just pull it down, attach it to your front, attach it to your back with Velcro, and then you're going to make one that goes for your hips and your legs.
All right, so
you would now have a copper tube organite filled attached to your outside and outside of your body, and you are leading system, and that allows you to release on the level inside your skeletal sphere, which is your marrow, and that's where you can really release a lot of the deep energy or get high into the blissful planes.
Right. Well, I like the idea of releasing all that deep stuff. And it's funny, you know, it's like the idea of the copper tubing with the organite in it is like the bone with the marrow inside it, like the living bit inside the... interesting connection there. So let me see if I got this right. It's got... it's like one long piece with four fins at an angle either side. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So yeah.
And then just bend the tube to fit to the shape of your body.
Right. So I'd have to do that before I put the resin in, because otherwise it'll solidify. Yeah. So it would be like...
Yes, you could do that before. Hmm. You could do this part hollow, and do is fill it up with gravel chips that are granite, ground up pieces of granite.
Mm-hmm.
That brings a totally different healing energy to the spinal area. So you could have organite in the front that could just be non-bended. You just would have to be further away from the body, and then the gravel chips in the back, which you can then bend, or you could take it and remove it and decide, you know, what type of healing event you're going to do, what determines what kind of energy you're bringing to those rib areas.
Yeah. Just a word to everybody, the ticking sound that you're hearing on the Skype is an artifact of Skype that I have discovered to my detriment that happens. I'm just going to try and disconnect you and reconnect you, because sometimes it just makes it go away if I just do this and bring you back in. But then sometimes it doesn't. Let's see how you're doing.
I'm better. I'm better.
Yeah. So this is fantastic idea that you have one that you can lay on and one that lays on top of you with the granite chips in the hollow piping.
Yep.
That is then curved around. I can almost taste that. how that would feel. Let me just grab a piece of granite here. I have a piece. Actually, this is not. This is quartz. It's the seam of granite. It's what's in. It's found inside granite, but it's just the quartzy bit of it. And it feels really cool. Like it takes all the all that excess heat away. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And remember, granite is mostly crystal. It's 30 to 60% crystal, so it's bonded to the other pieces that are in it. So it's got a crystalline grid inside it.
Mm. As you said,
and you can get little granite chips for cheap.
Well, particularly where I am, because northern Scotland is built on granite, and there are granite quarries around here. In fact, my new house is nearish a granite quarry, so. We'll be investigating this. I know that they sell various grades, and you can get rock, all the way from dust to mm-hmm. large gravel chips. That's what they do. Lorries of the stuff. Eunice wants one. All right. Well, you have to get in touch with me, and I need to. Get in touch. I don't know. I'm in the middle of a show. I can't think of a price right now.
Somebody wants you to build one?
Yeah. This.
I think the whole setup, the pyramid with the organite inside it, that's about 5.5-6 feet tall, I think that would be around $100. Because the organite's going to be the expensive part. That the little hanger piece with this crystal sphere, is anywhere going to be $30 to $90 depending on its quality. The hanger's $5. The little back piece and the front piece, I would say probably about $60, $70, $80, depending on how much actual works he put into it. So you're talking just basic materials about $580 to $900, depending on the quality of crystals you're using.
Yeah, at least.
Because you remember the tubes have to have crystals in them. So, yeah. Think in a just for materials.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised to take them about 4 days to build one. The resin would be
hard. Well, resin takes 4 days at least to set, and that's if it's warm.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to do it quite
in sections,
yet.
Though, in small sections.
Yeah, and I'd have little things. They would fit together. It would come as a strip.
Right.
And a long pack, and you'd push the pipes in. Because it's kind of standard household pipes. I can get 45 degrees, not a problem. Yes, granite countertops. What a good idea. Yeah. So Tobias over there in Canada, I'm sure you're going to be able to build a few of these things. Is interested in that sort of stuff. Nice quality trimmings. Yes, sir. So we've got our system here, and tell me about now. If we can go back to just sitting in the basic pyramid, you've got various other kind of smaller pyramids around you. It's like stacking smaller ones on top, really. Like having a capstone one and another one that kind of is about half the size and half the frequency. There's other things you can do, as we were saying. We can add an electromagnetic oscillator, or just a regular oscillator. What's that called? A signal generator. It's a scientific instrument, but you can get miniature versions. Basically, you can play tones in. Now, have you ever experimented with lasers?
Lasers, as much as you, I know you're real big into them.
Yeah, well, they're quite fun. One thing you can do with if you've got sound, you can take like a sacred sound. You could take your favorite meditation. And you get one of these little light pipes that CD players come with, I don't know if you've ever noticed when you unpack one of these CD players, you get this little fiber optic cable, usually about a meter long, where if you plugged it into the back of your CD player and played your favorite tune and pointed that fellow at one of your crystals, it would be sending infrared pulses into that crystal, and the crystal would be then emanating the blessing of that music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a nice little thing you can do.
That could modify it.
You're well broken up. You're broken.
I faded for a second there.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Andrew.
That would create a great effect to the environment. Let's say you had one of our people here inside a room that could hold 30 or 40 people, and you one in the center and people on the outside, and then you parse these crystals around. Mm-hmm. The center person can be a energetic projector, and the laser hitting those crystals can take care of that signal, and essentially have a rather unique system that's linking to people together.
Yeah, and also sending out, you know, pulsing out to the earth around you. Interesting. So, mm-hmm. I hope everybody's taking all this in. This is going to be it's not a religion. This is going to be the practice of the new age.
Yep.
Is global telepathic link ups. Like a kind of psychic version of Live Aid, where we pass blessings around and do all good stuff.
All right, we want to take this a little further. Yeah. The whole concept.
Of course.
let's say you have two people that want to make these pyramids with little chest pieces on it, a butt piece. And you had one person on one side in it and one on the other side of the planet. If you played vibratory tones into crystals in one, you could transfer them to crystals in the other.
Hmm. Sounds nice.
Because you just set your sphere so you're each in the same position. You're in the same range of vibration of heart chakra, so you can be open to sending vibrations and messages through crystals.
Hmm. Which is probably how we used to do it before things went pear-shaped. So
they went pear-shaped, exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to call you back again. Hang on, let me put that jingle on again.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. Join me and an impressive speaker list for the online summit live event December 29th from noon to 3:30 p.m. Central Time. Celestial Blue Star, David of Arcturus, Norma Hollis, Guy Red Owl, and Wendy Kennedy. We will talk about the magic of life and its limitless possibilities, the new levels of the wavering effects that affects many people. We encourage you during the question and answer session to be actively involved by presenting the questions that you may not have been able to find answers to. So much information to be shared in this awesome event. So log on to journeyswithrebecca.com and click on the classes and events tab for full details and how to register for this unique event. That's journeyswithrebecca.com.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Ever Beyond. Andrew Bartsis and JP talking high frequency, high energy, highly advanced, but really in years to come, this will be, you know, commonly known. People will understand this stuff, with any luck.
I think people are already. If somebody's already asking you to build one, it's because it's connecting to them in a vibratory range, saying, hey, this really sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Well, that's my job, is to point out the things that were familiar to us. Because you're all going to start seeing this in dream time.
That's right. I remember years ago, I had the image of what we now commonly call a Merkaba. When was it? It must have been about 2002. And one day I woke up in the morning, and I don't normally have sort of visions in my mind's eye, but I saw this thing. You know, like when you wake up in the morning, there's a song in your head, and it goes in your head all day. The Germans call it an earworm. Anyway, so I had this kind of third eye worm, which was this Merkaba, and it just would not go away. And I had this sense that if I could only manifest it, if I could make one in my hands, then this picture would go away in my head. And I was looking around, can't find anything that I can make stuff from. Ah, pipe cleaners. So I took some pipe cleaners and formed them into a little Merkaba and started sort of looking at these different angles, and sure enough, the vision went away. So, yeah, you can get geometry like earworms, and I think that's a similar sort of idea to what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, very similar. Yeah.
So, go on.
It's fine. I actually forgot what I was going to say. High energy mode. It's gone. Sometimes it's gone in 1 second.
Yeah, and it's very tricky with this with the delay on Skype, because I'll finish saying something and then there'll be this long gap and I think, oh God, he doesn't, you know, but it's just there's a long delay. It's a bit like we're talking on the moon. Go ahead.
We were talking about pyramids, the crystal things that are inside it. When people connect to the concept, that should prompt make something yourself. You can go out and get a piece of copper tubing for, I don't know, a couple dollars, go a little longer, resin at the local home and store. Resin's not that mix. You need a little tube so you can what's inside organite. If you're doing it, there's different ways you could do it. Well, there's resin, there's magnetic chips. You got the copper tube, you don't need the magnetic chips. Or you can put other things in it. Let's say you wanted to have one that's organite, one that's gravel, one that's broken pieces of another one that has marble in it. In each one bound in a resin and a copper tube. Well, right there, that gives you different notes to play with on a vibratory level, because it fixed piece that has crystal copper in a merged system.
And I think I'm getting the idea of the having organite in one and granite in the other, is that it's like a positive negative thing, that the energy is coming from the organite and being absorbed by the granite, drawing through.
Absolutely.
The person to be healed. Yes. Well, that's very interesting. Yes, very, very interesting. Wow. So many things. I haven't even got time to read a book. But you never know. I might be able to recruit some friends. Anybody wants to come and make this stuff with me, I'm very happy. What's the cat done? So, we've got another half hour to run on this. It's been delightful, Andrew. Really interesting ideas coming up. Do you have any current Now it's going to be difficult for people to understand what you're saying just now, because you've been quite broken up for the last half hour. I hope it fixes. Sometimes it does. Skype is like that. It'll be terrible for half an hour and then better for the next half hour. So we'll persevere with this and see where we're going.
It should show up on the recording fine, though.
Yeah, I hope so. It's the recording is actually what I'm hearing, so and what everybody's hearing. It's because we're not on Dave's system; we're on my system. Ah. Today. Yeah. But anyway, however we receive you, I'm sure we can piece it back together. And although whatever opposition it is that's trying to stop us being having this conversation, I don't care. We'll repeat it as many times as it takes to get the messages across.
Exactly.
So it's all perfect. So you might as well just give up and let us talk now, because it will. We're not going to stop talking. I think this is one of the things that has come up today. And again, what we were talking about is that what we're doing is encouraging people to find their voice, because we've found our voice. Here I am. I've found my voice. Here I am, doing this thing, sharing what I've learned over the last 20, 30 years. And it seems to have some place in what everybody else is talking about. And so it's a wonderful weave of all these different strands of research that people have done, and we're all coming together and sharing our research. We're not being proprietary about it. We're saying, yeah, this is what I know, and if I tell you this, then that means I've got the opportunity to learn more, by sharing what I can, rather than me going on about the same old thing. I get other people can teach the stuff that I used to be talking about, and I can move up, and that seems to be happening at a kind of quite a rapid pace now.
Oh, it is happening at a very rapid pace, and people are coming to their natural energies, and as they come into their natural energies, they're going to want to say, why was I attached to this or that, and all of a sudden I'm lured to this or that. It's the ultimate question of being the explorer. You're doing it for what reason? What is it satisfying in you? All the things that have gone on in 2011 and 2012 and now going on into 2013, you've got to look for the cyclical change within yourself. And seeing that is, you understand how they're ratcheting up consciousness. Why the symbols of the stars and the movements of the seasons are directly linked. You, the person down here, is directly linked to those patterns of the stars, because in each position they provide a vibration that's moving forward and forward and forward and forward and forward, just like the spirit. We talked a lot about pyramids, and we talked a lot about technology that might have piqued a few eyes. We're going to keep telling our truth, and we're going to tell it louder. If you think me talking about the Crystal War cities was big, I'm back now, I think.
Yep. You're coming through.
I don't think they're liking me talking.
Yeah.
I was saying out to those people that are trying to cut me off, if you think what I said about the Crystal War cities is one, wait till I tell you what's coming up tomorrow and the next day, and the next day, as they get closer and closer to dream time, unified dream time. You guys all know it. Every single one of you know it's coming. And it's not just me. There's five of us standing up and connecting to source and telling truth. We're going to do it. Just wait till we pull back to a million years of technology and return everybody else to the natural proper state.
Yep.
There's going to be no more war.
There'll be no more need for war and need.
Nope.
Need. Because if you've got abundant energy, then anything's possible. That's
the pyramids are about abundant energy.
Yeah, and exactly what Tesla was talking about 100 years ago as well. So it's in homage to Tesla, we have to do this
exactly.
Keep his name, because he was telling the truth. He was doing the real stuff, the right stuff, and we've been suffering under the opposition. Edison and his charge. Back to the whole, why do we have to keep playing rent to live on this place where we were born? Oh. So.
Mm-hmm. With unalienable rights.
Yes. So let's have let's change gear a little bit, which is, and change up to one of your other pet interests, let's put it that way, is equity. Would you like to describe equity for Ever Beyond people who might know about science but might not know about legalese, you know, in really layman's terms?
In the most basic term, equity is a type of court that puts aside the statutory law and allows for the stuff law misses to be solved. The law is blind. It doesn't see mistakes. Equity sees mistakes. In equity, you go to justice. Justice allows both good and evil. Justice only allows the good. Equity is, in the Bible, if you read it, it's only that God will judge man, and it was the first system of courts, and that was equity. If you need a remedy, and what the courts of equity do can use an injunctive order, ultimately how you get actions and remedies solved for personal injury. Without all this crazy statute law, the at-law side is the at-law. To me, that fiction that you're plugged into, as if people come to realize it, look at your system of government, minus the people that are in the government, and understand that it is an object that we empower it, our trust, our duties. That is ultimately about understanding what we made this government, how to change, how to look at it and take its pieces apart and put them together right. Equity is a system in which you can get rid of the crazy things that are happening. It requires you to educate yourself into the equity law. The basic book is Gibson's Book of Chancery Courts and Equity. It's 100 pages. But I assure you, if you read it through, you will understand how the 27 procedures of how to get into a court of equity. And if you're one of those people that is a writer of prose, be it law prose or English, because it doesn't matter, you learn the system and the little code words, in small letters, and talk in a method to understand so that you can remain in a court of equity and not at the at-law lie side. It's all plug-in from the mix. You've got Neo inside the little before he's flushed down. All the things are popping out of his body. The one of the tubes is Social Security. One of the tubes is medical. One other one is money. Each and every one is the fiction that we live in, because we are co-creative beings who can change this reality at any time. It is the most primal, basic thing we've put together, the system of law that's been used and abused by people that have come from other planets and worlds. And now it's time for us to reclaim that. And the way you reclaim it, you look at the history and you say, we're going to change this part of time. In American time, the 1866 constitutional reform that was never fully endorsed, it was actually a fake amendment is what they call it. Well, you can go back with an injunctive court of equity, and if somebody presented of all the history, with all of the proper legalese in a court of equity, you could get an injunction on the Supreme Court, on everybody, so that the remedy is they must fix all of the broken laws that they've made. That's the basic concept of equity, what I'm trying to promote people get up. In the moralistic reader side of me, you've seen that I can connect to stories about information for people. Well, this is important. It is a movement that people need to take seriously to reclaim your rights. It's how you reclaim your sovereignty. If you go into it just because you don't want to pay taxes, you're not going to get anywhere. You must understand the spirit bomb so you can properly educate. If you're a protester and you want to do this and you learn this and you pass this information to or 2,000 protesters, and all of a sudden everybody's case is getting thrown out because no city will ever go into court over a protesting case because they will be liable. And that means you would be able to cause 10-year jail to anyone that was part of them arresting you. Yeah, that's right. That's what you can do with equity.
Right. Now, we're going to have to recover this because you were completely kind of mangled up. I think a lot of the key points did actually get through, but it was a rough pill to take. But we'll do that some more. Yeah, I know what you're thinking about. A comment you made earlier on Facebook, but it was. I think it's the beginning of what we have to understand that what we call the legal system is has been hijacked, and we need to get back from statute law, maritime law, back to common law or equity, which is, as you're saying, galactic law. You know, it happens everywhere. So we'll be able to, I'd love to sack all the lawyers. I'd love to sack the lawyers, open up the patent office, make it really transparent so people can look stuff up and see if stuff's been done, like anti-gravity and things. And that we, you know, everything is open source. Everything, you know, you see how anything works. If you want to make something, you can. You don't have to pay someone license for it. I don't know. I might be too much of an anarchist for you, but you know, I really want to see the opening up of all of these things that have been held back since time immemorial.
I do too. I want to see this technology out. I wanted to put it into people's hands, even if it's a bit of trial and error, because it's all about exploring now and understanding our past, present, and our future. And we as a culture that's going to come together as a single planet instead of individual nations, that's why we have to do this, because it is our birthright, and it is our future nations that come ahead of us, that we do this right, and we don't do it the back-ass.
No, that we don't do it in a what fashion?
We don't want it to do it the backwards way. We want to do this the right way.
Yeah.
That's why they need to get this technology out.
That's right. That's right. And one of the ways that it's happening, interestingly enough, is through YouTube. People are swapping their ideas over YouTube, and each one trying to build a more efficient, a better one. And it's very interesting. I've been kind of following at a distance this whole thing, because as I said, you know, I've got loads of things that I want to do, and one of them is a Bidini motor, which regenerates batteries, so they say. So I'm going to try it and build one of those, and work with some of those principles, which is back EMF as a power source. But anyway, long story. Where are we? Quarter two. So nobody's called in. Nobody wants a free reading. They don't know what they're missing, Andrea.
Well, just have to do a super psychic summit. We'll have a reading.
Super psychic summit. Yeah, maybe we could have a psychic summit like Rebecca's summit she's got next week. Maybe have a big roundtable show and offer some real good solutions. Yes.
We get together, strange things happen.
When two or three are gathered, weird stuff happens.
Exactly.
Oh, I wish the internet was better at this time of night. I don't know why. It's Sunday night. You'd think not much was going on. But
it's football over here, so everybody's playing tracks in America because you got Chris. AIP playing video games, dominating the net.
Yeah, probably. Teletubbies.com. So, but anyway, it's lovely to speak to you, Andrew. Where should we go for a final wrap up? What would be a good thing to finish? Because you've been talking about laying a large kind of how did you put it? A large kind of psychic egg of a thought form, of an idea, of various concepts that are brought together, and that over the course of various different shows, you've been kind of laying this thing out. Yeah, did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, sure. Everybody under concept of what I'm doing. For those that are listening in archives in the future, because as I said, people are going to have to move very fast. There has been a from my higher spirit about the information that's coming out at the vibratory, because in the future time, people are going to listen to these vibratory people, me, JP, and they will be drawn to areas of exploration and one person finds out how to make an organite pyramid and is going to do it, because I can already see into the potential of the future that people are going to use. And it's not that I predicted the future. I did this live on air with GP, and the people of the future are reacting to it because I see into the archives. Yes, I can do that. I can look into the computer and see the archives, see what past, present, and future come to them. That's the type of dream time that happens. So the next egg I'm going to lay, it's lost over of science and science. That's what the organite copper-filled tube pyramid is. And for that connect to it, there are many other things that you can create, not just of organite. You could make musical instruments, this copper tube, and make a harp out of it. A harp that is organized in the center. Imagine how vibration will function, because you could have the pegs of drilled into the organite near a crystal that has a vibration point if you spaced them properly. A harpsichord has 88 chords, I believe. Is that right, Steve?
I'd probably make a pentatonic one. Actually, copper is not very good for making singing things. It's got a rather dull sound. It's a rather tink rather than a ding. But brass might be useful, using brass tubing, which will probably be a little more difficult to source. But, the sort of stuff that they make trumpets from, that would have a nice ring to it. And you could definitely have a little bit of organite at the end with a crystal embedded into it. So that whenever you hit the thing, it would then broadcast through the crystal on the scalar. So, yes, that would be a very interesting thing to do. And then you could even put a pickup on that. Go ahead.
You could make magical musical that communicate through vibration and sound. And that is language that will be developing here. And those musicians, psychics out there, that want to heal that no one else is going to be doing, you're going to be making psychic musical instruments.
Mm-hmm. Psychic musical
part of the next part of the beat I'm going to lay.
Interesting. Well, let's hope that we get a better internet connection when we do that. Excellent. So
it'll happen. I really think it's just because it's Xbox. Everybody's home for the holidays.
Yeah, that's very likely. I normally get quite a good connection at this time, but particularly in Britain, because people are going to sleep and stuff, and Santa Claus is staggering home from the pub. We have about 10 minutes 10 minutes out, and I'd like you to speak about your radio show, and are you going to have guests, or are you just going to speak on stuff?
I have a radio show every Wednesday from 1 to 3 Pacific time on Wolf Spirit Radio. It's called A Psychic's Tale. I have guests. I haven't decided what guest I'm going to have this Wednesday, because it's after Christmas. I may see who pops up, because the vibration of the day from Christmas to that day is going to change big. I really advise everybody to enjoy the season, whether it's fake or not. It is still a time to grow up, and giving is one of those things that really helps people explore. Get out there and love someone. Their mistletoe, go out and on a date. It's all right. You can let go on E12 for a little bit. I don't know if you can still hear me. You can let go of 2012 for a little bit. That's what this net is about. People letting go. And then from letting go, you learn to how to expand your story. And as I can lay in more and more and more eggs, and people jump into the stream of consciousness of what I'm trying to help them see as the future, there'll be many other parts to this egg. Some parts will be artwork. Some parts will be musical instruments. Some parts will be the raw building of organite or objects of various types of crystals, or how to properly build an altar within your home so they have a new energetic, completely changing the way the house energy is. There's all sorts of things that are coming up in the future. You have to be creative enough. The classic example is in old history, you had the hearth fire.
by the hearth fire. They would eat by the hearth fire. They would get warmth by the hearth. Therefore, the hearth had the energy of a family. The hearth was made of stone. So the new concept is, there's an object is about 4.5 feet wide, 5.5 feet tall, could be shelves loaded full of crystals that everybody can see when you walk in and out of your house. So that is a new concept that I will help you hopefully people understand.
Yeah.
And the concept I will continue to help people understand. Go ahead.
I'm going to have one on my wall, because as people come into the house, it's a corridor. So I know someone who might be able to help me create a wall-mounted crystal display. It'll be like a vertical garden. It'll mm-hmm. be a vertical formation. But
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to go and get one and take it off, put it back on, and get new energy and new knowledge out of it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Oh, beautiful. So so that's the format of your show. It's on Wednesdays. That's good. So we got my show on Tuesdays and your show next on Wednesday. We've got Eva coming up in a couple of hours after this. I'll be playing some music after the show, and and I'll be giving Dave the stream back at 6:30 Pacific time. So until that time, I'll play some cool tunes. I think nice to. I enjoy playing DJ. Have you got any favorites, Andrew?
I'm here. Go ahead. Sorry, just fading in and out the internet.
Yeah. Have you got any favorite artists?
Favorite artists?
Music.
I don't know. I like all sorts of music. Medium spoofs. Johnny LaJoy. He does "I'm Just an Everyday Normal Guy." Outstanding of a rap. Outstanding spoof. I don't know if you've heard it.
Yeah. You posted it on my page the other day. That's very funny. I really like that. I'll see if I can pull that in at some point. I'll play some. I'll see if I can find some higher consciousness music before we go. I might put a bit of Himalayan chanting just after this. Keep the energy really cool. So, we've been to pyramids. We've been to crystal devices. We've been to herringbone arrays. I can get how they're made, and it's going to be a very interesting year coming up, Andrew. And thank you for all the ideas, I hope that other people, when they listen to these archives, as Andrew says, is he's by feeling his way into the future, looking back on how these archives are used, people will be learning how to do things and understanding how things work using these technologies, because it really is just a step away from the stuff that we've been taught. You turn it inside out, and out comes the ideas that create these things. I'm talking about the same idea as one of these little cigarette lighters. That's how crystal devices work on a different scale, but it's the same science. It works the same. So, how about some Arca? Oh yeah, we'll have some Arca sound coming up. Sons of Arca. I don't know if you've heard of them over there, Andrew, but they're the people that do reggae with Indian music, and I've even got some with Leonard Cohen lyrics. Very odd. and
that's cool.
Yeah,
that.
It's good stuff. I'll put some nice sounds down after this. So, Andrew, this is the coming to the end of the show. Do you have your own website? Do you have a?
I operate through Facebook. You can get me at Andrew Bartzis at Facebook, Bartzis. You can email me spiritdancer303@gmail.com. I teach Reiki classes, so I'm quite busy. My on-air time, I'm doing SF Foundation just as JP does to get the word out. If you need to get a hold of me meeting or something, get a hold of me through email. I'm quite a busy person. I've never had a moment of rest, and tonight I was prompted to go on air by my spirit guides that it was the proper vibratory time to connect a source and put out some information.
That's excellent.
That's what doing these shows are about.
Absolutely. It's really interesting the way this works, because I thought this afternoon I was going to be doing an all night marathon, all evening marathon, 7 p.m. till 11 till 2 o'clock in the morning, and I discovered that I was just on a 2-hour show and it stopped a couple of hours ago. So I thought, oh god! So I had a completely spontaneous void that I didn't realize I was going to have, and I just opened up Facebook and up came Andrew and he said, "Who's going to be on your show tonight?" And I thought immediately then, you are. But I just wanted to make sure. So, Andrew Bartis, what a pleasure. I'll be, where is it now? Yeah, stop recording, transfer across, player stop, yeah. That's the right one, right buttons to press. Sometimes I really get all the buttons wrong, and it's gone very weird. So, Andrew Bartis, thank you very much for being on Ever Beyond. More time, as they say. Good night, everybody, and I'll catch you. Well, I think I'm on Tuesday. I don't know, because Tuesday's Christmas, mate, but, you know, I don't care. It's just another day for me. It's just another show. Yeah. Blurring by. If anybody wants to join me, I'll be on freedomslips.com, Revolution Radio. This has been Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio.